We've heard the story of the feeding of the 5,000. I want to tell that in a very different way now. And so I've got some people who have willingly volunteered and have had lots and lots of rehearsal. And here we go. I'm just the stage manager. I've had to let go of this and let someone else, other people do it, and I'm kind of really... I never knew I was a control freak until just now.
Are you ready?
Yes. And it's called The Magic Soup.
So, I want to take you back to an afternoon a few years ago. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Right. We're there. Now then, it's 4:30. Now, I'm not saying 16:30 because we don't hold with those newfangled ways in this village. In fact, there's a lot of things we don't hold in this village. Like strangers. Oh, and I can see one coming now. Well, she's not going to get much of a welcome, I can tell you. A meal? Well, I wouldn't like to say. You can always try. Never any harm in trying. Why not ask some of the people over there?
Why not indeed? Thank you kindly. I'll see you again.
See her again? I doubt it. She'll do well if she gets a meal around here.
Good evening, ladies. I've been walking all day, and I'm just wondering whether one of you good souls could provide me with a meal.
The first person said, "Oh, I don't think I can do that." The second person said, "I don't have any spare food." The third said, "We're very poor people." Another said, "I don't know where I'm going to get a meal tonight for my family, let alone feed anyone else." Another said, "I don't think so either. You'd do better to look in a different place."
Are you telling me that things are so bad that you really can't find a little food for a traveller? Surely there's someone in the village?
And the reply came, "No, we're all in the same condition." So you see what I mean? It's always the same, and she will be on her way very soon.
Well, well, well. Since you're all so poor that you can't do anything for me, I'd better see if I can't do anything for you.
The first person said, "You're joking. What could you do for us? You haven't got anything. Else you wouldn't be asking us for a meal." Another said, "Go on, tell us. What could you do?"
"What would you say if I made a rich soup, enough for everyone in the village?"
"You could do that? Without any help?" asked one of their number.
"No, I'll need help, of course."
"Ah," they replied. "We knew there was a catch in it."
"I'll tell you the help I'll need. I'll need the loan of a cooking pot, big enough for us all. I'll need some firewood, and of course I'll need some water."
And they asked, "Well, how are you going to do that?"
"Let's leave that for the moment. The first question is, are you prepared to provide the cooking pot, the fire, and the water?"
So the firewood is soon gathered. The stage manager's working hard. There's plenty of water in the pump. And you can use a cooking pot that came to me from my mother. It's too big for our family, but we always keep it clean.
"Then that's all we need."
"All you need?" they exclaimed. "How are you going to do it? You can't make soup just adding water."
"Of course I can't. No, I shall use this."
"Well, it's a nail. It's a very big nail."
"It is indeed a nail, but not just any nail. This is a magic nail.
Oh, magic?
No need to be frightened. It is magic in one thing only. It makes beautiful soup. Go and get the pot and wood and water and we'll get going.
Well, an hour's gone by now. It's 5:30. She's got them very excited about the idea of free soup. Oh, what's that? You want to know whether we're really as poor as the people made out? Well, we don't have all that much, but we get by. I suppose our biggest problem is that we keep ourselves to ourselves. Can't think of the last time when I saw folks together like this. Mind you, I wouldn't like to say what would happen if she doesn't come up with the goods.
We're on the way. Time to put the nail in. Here goes. Now we've just got to wait.
One asked, and you really don't add anything else?
When you're really poor, you can't, can you? Of course, on some occasions, I've been able to add a little salt and pepper, but...
And someone said, well, I can get some salt and pepper.
If you're really sure.
I'm not as poor as all that, they said.
That's a bonus, isn't it? It'll improve the flavour no end. I remember one evening in another village, there was someone who actually found a couple of turnips.
So someone said, I could spare a turnip or two.
Could you now really? Are you sure?
Another asked, would a few carrots be of any use? I've got a couple of onions, said another.
We don't want to spoil the distinctive flavour of the nail, of course. But okay, we could take your offers. That'll be fine, but you'd better hurry up if we're to eat tonight.
So it's now 6 o'clock. And what a transformation. I've never seen the village so alive. And look at all the things going into the pot.
Well, that's good. Now all we need is something to stir it with.
Ah, I thought you'd realise that sooner or later. And we have a ladle. That'll do for serving too.
Thank you. Just a matter of time now.
So, a couple of hours passed. People began to really enjoy each other's company. It's never happened like this before. And all the time, the smell of the soup is growing.
That's it, I think. Excellent. Have you each got a bowl with you? Good.
And there, I think, we had better leave it, folks, and return to the present time. After all, it's not much fun watching people eat, is it? So we're back again. And it really was a good soup, I can tell you. A really rich meal in itself. And it's a funny thing, but we're a really different village now. Somehow that night, the old suspicion and isolation went away. We haven't seen the stranger again, though we do often speak about her. It really was a marvellous soup that she made for us. And we've never got over the fact that she made it really with just one big nail. Thank you.
Nail soup. A wonder, really. A wonderful story that speaks to me of that reading that we had where Jesus feeds the 5,000. For in that story, we see a young boy who offers a little bit. And that little bit is taken and, miraculously, it seems, all are fed. Vast number of people. So I want us to think about the four things that happen in that story. The first thing is that a little boy produces these loaves and these fishes. Someone offers just a little bit. The second thing is that Jesus gives thanks, or thanks are given. The third thing is that The food is then shared out, and all have enough to eat. And finally, there's a lot of stuff left over. So what happens if we reverse that story and look at it from the other end? There is more than enough in the world to feed everyone. More than enough in the world for everyone to have life in its fullness. All we need to do is to share that food out, share those resources in the world out in ways which are fair, which are just, which are equitable. And when we do that, and people are fed and have all those things they need for life, then the world will truly give thanks for all. And all it takes is for us, each one of us, to offer what we can to that big pot, to each other, to the world. Last week we had a meeting here in the morning, and it was looking at issues of justice, issues of politics in our churches, in our pulpits, in the world. This story is actually, I think, a story which speaks of justice. The fact that there is enough in the world and that all should be enabled to eat, rather than some people gathering it and storing it for themselves, that we should be sharing with each other and with all in the world. Sharing from our riches, sharing the blessings that we have with others who do not have them. So my prayer this harvest is that these goods will be used in ways that people who often have very little will now know that they have food to last them, food that they can feast on, that they are loved, supported, welcome, that they are able to live more fully. But I pray it's not just on Harvest Sunday when we do that, or when we think of that, but each and every day as we seek to be part of the community of the wide, worldwide community, that we might actually offer each and every day that we can to each other. We're going to sing a song which reflects some of that. Praise and thanksgiving, Father, we offer. And it says, Father, providing food for your children, your